Hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEAllwell. We've talked a lot about tournament basketball on today's show, mostly at the high school level. The Ohio State men's basketball team is hoping that we're talking about tournament basketball as we get into March. And here to break down Ohio State men's basketball and much, much more is Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny's the man. Let me tell you why. He's on vacation right now. Yet he's still kind enough to join us on the hotline. Donnie, how's vacation, my man?
So far, so good. Can't complain. Just got on a flight to head to go do some skiing in Colorado tomorrow, so I'm excited.
Skiing in Colorado.
Sounds
some
fun.
People try and escape the cold and snow on vacation. Donnie goes to the cold and snow on his vacation.
And looking at the snow report, we're looking like we're going to have a lot of it up in the mountains, so I'm excited.
Well, it's be fun. Some fresh powder to shred on, right? Isn't that what they say?
We'll go with that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we're going to shred our way through the next few minutes here, my friend, and I want to get into the shredding that was done a couple of nights ago by the Ohio State Buckeyes. Last week, Donnie, we talked about how Ohio State really needed an upset down the stretch to give themselves a chance to get into the NCAA tournament. They got one over Iowa 2 days ago in a 90-70 victory. The first thing that stood out to me was, holy cow, 90 points against a ranked Iowa team? Where did this come from?
And you got to remember, this is 90 points where they didn't hit their first seven threes in the game. So this all came probably in the last half hour, 30 minutes of game time. So this was a big surprise. Where those 70 points came from? Well, 29 of them came from Justin Arns, who had the game of his life. He had a career high of 9 before this game. 32, I believe, total in all the games that he's played in combined this season, and he goes off for 29 against Iowa. He was lights out. I can't remember what player he said it on Kentucky during also on Tuesday. He says, I'm a bucket. Justin Arns was definitely a bucket. He could see it. It was wide open for him all throughout the game against Iowa.
And that's just incredible. I think they scored 54 of their 90 in the second half. So, again, to some degree, it was a tale of two halves with this team. If they could
we've talked about all year.
Yeah, I mean, if they could ever put it together, you know, they could be pretty scary down the stretch. But yeah, how much do you think that win over Iowa did for them? Because I think they're always going to be a bubble team unless they win their next three games, two of which are against ranked opponents, and then they do some serious damage in the conference tournament. How much do you think that win, though, on Tuesday did for Ohio State?
Conference-wise, it's a monster of a conference boost for the Buckeyes to be able to know that you can defeat a ranked team at home. You know, you played your best basketball you've played all year. I think you were able to put up 90 points. You know, that's a huge conference boost. Now you have to do it on the road, and they have a tough set of games here coming up. You got Purdue, you got Northwestern, and you got Wisconsin. It will be a very tough slate. The Buckeyes win one of those next three games, I think they are for sure in the tournament after that win over Iowa.
All right, so you mentioned Justin Arns, right? So we've got to talk about him because I didn't even know he was on Ohio State's radar. And then I looked at the box score and I thought, wow, you know, we talked a lot about the Wesson kids throughout the course of the season. And there are some other guys that we briefly brushed past, but we never even came across this kid. Donnie, 29 points in 30 minutes on Tuesday. And I know there are some Buckeye honks out there that have looked at this and said, oh, it's the coming out party. Big things are to be expected of him moving forward. I mean, what were the realistic expectations for him at the beginning of the season? I mean, did they think that anything like this was even remotely possible?
A game like this, I don't know. You know, maybe later on in his career, definitely not a freshman year. Definitely not, you know, his, I don't know, fifth or sixth Big Ten game of the season. He hasn't played all that much. He started in the last game for C.J. Jackson, who was out injured. He can play really well. What you saw with what he can do is, if he gets going, he is streaky. He can hit anything, anywhere. The big thing for him is, can he keep it up? You know, he already has his career high now of 29 beats his brother's career high of 15, and his brother plays for Michigan State. Anytime that Justin was on the floor, against the Spartans, either here at Value City Arena or at the Breslin Center up at East Lansing, his brother yelled, "That's my guy. I got him."
Huh.
So, you know, the Arn brothers are lights out when they can get going, and they're both 3-point machines, and they can shoot the lights out when going.
Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, so you've talked about the good. We hit on a little bit of the bad, and now we need to get into the ugly of that victory for Ohio State over Iowa. The ugly doesn't come on Ohio State's behalf. It comes on Iowa's behalf, as their head coach, Fran McCaffrey, was really upset going on a profanity-laced tirade at the end of the game, talking to the officials. Do you think the officiating was really that bad? Does Coach McCaffrey have a little bit of a gripe here?
I don't think so. It all kind of stems from his son getting a technical foul, I think, with about 4:10 left in the game. Buckeyes were down 9 at the line. They just caught a foul on McCaffrey, on the son. And he kind of, after talking to the ref, kind of threw his arms up in disgust and kind of waved off the ref like, yeah, okay. That's going to get you a technical foul any day of the week, no matter what conference you're playing, whether it's the Big Ten, the SEC, the ACC, the MAC, the Big South, wherever you're playing, that's going to get you a technical foul. I think when they explained it to Fran McCaffrey later on, and you know he was upset because of that, and then they're splitting more fouls to him, he got upset, he got teed up, and that's when things really went going. After the game, it was heard by a couple reporters saying, you know, you are a cheater and you lost us the game or something along those lines. And I'm sorry, I didn't see any button on the court or on the scorer's table that says add 20 to Ohio State. So I don't see how, you know, the referee gave Ohio State 20 points in the win. But, you know, Fran McCaffrey's entitled to his opinion and the Big Ten is also entitled to theirs. They fined him $10,000 they fined the university $10,000. The university suspended Fran McCaffrey for the next two games. So, you know, I think the Big Ten saw what happened. The Big Ten heard from the official what happened, and they acted very quickly. This is something that the Big Ten Conference does not take lightly, and they acted swiftly on this.
You think that Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey will come forward and say, Iowan apology?
You're the only one laughing.
Come on. That was good. That was good. I set that up
neither
with everything.
Neither Sean nor
good.
I are laughing at
oh,
that.
Dunny's oh, Dunny's laughing.
Okay. Who do you think you are, A.C. Slater?
Yeah, see, remember that? I owe Zach $10. Can you lend it to
there
me for
go.
Saved by the Bell? See, you knew what I was talking about there. Dunny was laughing. He was covering up his phone. He was laughing
sure,
so hard. That's what
sure.
it was.
Yeah, sure. We'll roll with that.
We'll go with that. Yes, please. All right, Purdue, Northwestern, and Wisconsin still left on the docket for Ohio State. Dunny, can they go 1-2 the rest of the way without making a whole lot of noise in the conference tournament and still get in? Or are they going to have to do more than just beat Northwestern?
If they beat more than just Northwestern, they are in for sure. I think they're definitely in. They're a solid 10 seed, maybe even up to a 9 seed. I haven't looked at the latest bracketologies and see what they say after that 20-point win over number 22, Iowa. But if they beat one of their two ranked opponents on the road, that is definitely a stamp into the NCAA tournament. They'll have their tickets punched and ready to go. You know, my guess is they will go 1-2. I can see them beating Wisconsin at home. I don't see them beating Purdue on the road. That's going to be a very, very tough game.
Yeah, well, it's this Saturday, and again, we'll join that broadcast in progress as soon as we wrap up our girls Division III district championship game between Elyria Catholic and Lutheran East. Ohio State and Purdue are scheduled to tip right around 2 o'clock on Saturday. Dunny, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time very much. You enjoy the slopes out west. Enjoy the rest of your vacation, and we'll have you on again next week as always.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys later.
See
you.
Thanks, Dunny. We'll talk to you soon again. Sean Dunnigan, WBNS-TV in Columbus, breaking down the Ohio State Buckeyes. You're laughing on the inside. I can tell.
I am, yes.
Just go with it. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Iowa
I like that
apology.
One.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? You hear all these head coaches talk about how, millennial kids these days feel like everything's owed to them. That's the exact thing I thought about. Coaches always say that and then act like that when they feel a call didn't go their way or a game didn't go their way. So how exactly are they not feeling entitled? But nonetheless, and I'm not saying that he's anyone who made those remarks, but you hear all these big D1 coaches making those comments, and maybe it kind of rolls down the ladder is all I'm thinking.
Well, tough to dispute that. I would agree with that. All right, we need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, approaching the end of hour number one. Coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, author Jonathan Knight is going to join us. We'll talk some Tribe, and we'll talk about one of the books. He's authored many, but one of my favorites of his is the making of the movie Major Leagues. We'll talk about that coming up at 4:10. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Work is done. Time for fun.
It's finally here. Weed Pro Indians Radio Week, presented by EcoTree Services on AM 930 WEOL.
How's all the baseball stuff going?
Tim Alcorn is out in Goodyear, Arizona, talking with players and coaches and filling you in on what you can expect from the Tribe.
Baseball!